So good afternoon. This is Charles Internicola, and as part of our continuing series about franchising your business, today we'll be sharing with Jackie Salmon some of her insights about franchising. And a little about Jackie. Jackie started a franchise company known as Salta, Jump into Spanish, and it's an education enrichment program. And Jackie's been franchising a number of years, and I've, you know, on a personal level, gotten to know Jackie. And her story has been very interesting, and her dedication to actually building and improving her franchise systems is a topic that she discusses frequently. So good afternoon, Jackie.
Good afternoon, Charles.
So, Jackie, just a little bit of background, if you could just tell us about Salta, Jump into Spanish, and really what it's all about, who your customers are.
Sure. Salta Jump into Spanish, our goal is to teach children Spanish at a very young age. We start at 18 months old, and we go all the way up to 12 years old. The goal is to help children become fluent in all three, reading, writing, and speaking. We start our program with our parent-child enrichment program, and then as they grow up, we grow up along with them through our preschool, kindergarten, after-school program, and summer camp. And we're located in Edison, Livingston, and Princeton currently.
And so, Jackie, so it's an enrichment program, and it's limited to, so you specialize in Spanish learning.
Yes, we specialize in Spanish learning. A lot of times we were asked why we didn't go into other languages, as other programs do. And my answer to that is I don't know all those other languages. The language that I am an expert in is in Spanish, and we want to be considered the experts in teaching children Spanish.
And now I know along the way one of the big items that you've discussed very frequently and a very valuable item has been your education materials and your training materials. Is that correct, Jackie?
Oh, yes. I mean, we have 10 years of experience doing this. We have lots of curriculum. And so a franchisee that would be coming into our model would be saving all that time and all of that energy in developing the curriculum. And that doesn't mean that a franchisee doesn't have some creative license. However, the curriculum is developed so that they don't have to do a lot of the thinking at night that we did in the beginning when we were first forming the company. We also do offer training to all of our teachers, as well as to the franchisees, in how to teach children the best possible way, the language, and also reading and writing. So the curriculum is pretty forthcoming in ensuring that the children learn, and the teachers learn, and the franchisees learn.
So, Jackie, some of our listeners, they're considering franchising their business, and many times people discuss systems and establishing franchise systems. It seems to me that for your franchise, some of the biggest systems or the most important systems relate to your education materials and the programs that you offer to your students, correct?
There are so many layers to teaching children. There's so many layers to running a school and to offering parent-child. But yes, I would say that that's correct. There are, you know, most of our training is in regards to how to work with children, how to get the best out of them, you know, how to offer them the best possible methods of learning in regards to their visual, tactile learning, oratory learning. But then also our curriculum goes further than that. It helps the teacher, you know, manage a classroom. It helps the teacher learn how to best utilize the fine motor skills or best utilize the equipment that we have in our classrooms. All the policies, all of the procedures, that's also done.
And I think that's important because many times people, they're franchising their business. They know their business inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get involved in this process, I think it's sometimes very easy to overlook things that you know, but you don't realize you need to be teaching this to franchisees, and you need to be communicating to them the most basic items from how you establish your center, how you greet people, and the programs that are available and the pricing that's offered for these programs.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a franchisor's strength is in the details. And the more detailed you are in your training manual, the better your franchisee will do. If you are very broad in your training, and, you know, they won't be able to run a very successful franchise. I mean, we do everything. We think of all of the possible scenarios in regards to the children, in regards to the parents, the administration, the office, exactly. How do you greet a parent? How do you say goodbye to a parent? How do you evaluate a child? I mean, it all has to be covered when you create a training manual. You really have to think about all facets of your business to ensure that your franchisee has the best possible tools.
If someone's considering franchising their business, and nothing too extensive, but what would be three important items you would recommend to them that they should be focusing on right now? And we're assuming this is a person who has a successful business. They've now taken the first step where they want to franchise their business. In retrospect, what would be maybe three important tips that you would give them?
Advice, a lot of advice. I would probably tell them to be sure that they find the right franchise lawyer. It is super important that you have a good relationship with that franchise lawyer and that franchise lawyer understands your concept, understands your goals and your philosophy so that you can develop the best possible UFOC for you and for your franchisee. That's number one. I think number two, do a lot of research. Make sure that you have enough finances to back creating a franchise company or franchising your concept because, you know, although a UFOC can be quite expensive to develop, that's only the beginning. You need a staff to be able to support the franchisees. You need to be able to offer an amazing website. You need to offer a wonderful infrastructure. You need to advertise the brands. You need to get your name out. It takes a lot of money. And, you know, in the beginning when I first franchised, I really did think that, okay, I have the UFOC, I have the operations manual, I have the marketing plan, I'm good. But what I realized was that it would have taken three times the amount of money to be able to franchise my concept well, which is why now I've had to restart and, begin again, but now stronger and wiser and better.
I think that second point, I think both of those points are really important. And I think, I guess the key is many times some startup franchisors or they're informed or led to believe that they just need a document and then they're good to go as a franchisor.
Right.
And I think your point is a very good one, Jackie, a very good one. And I'm a big proponent of building in those business systems while you're involved in that franchising process. So, Jackie, you did mention, we spoke, that you made an intentional decision recently to not sell franchises. Could you explain why, for a temporary point now, that you've decided not to sell for the next couple of months?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I've just gotten wiser. You have to be very careful with the franchisees that you choose. You have to be very, very selective. You have to make sure that it's the right franchisee. And so I'm going back and, you know, rethinking everything, making sure that the infrastructure is correct, that our support system is on par, and making sure that, you know, when we do decide to get started again, that we offer that right franchisee the great support system that they deserve so that they can be successful, as I know that they will be. The other thing that I've learned, you know, with franchising the first time and now stopping and restarting, is that you have to be able to step out of your daily business. And, you know, for a long time, I was still working my business. I was still in the centers doing every job. And there was no way that I could have supported the franchisees well by still working my business. So I've stepped out these past couple of months, and so it's allowed me to rethink everything, and that's the reason why I've stopped at the moment. I want to make sure that everything is right, the infrastructure is right, the website's right, the materials are right, before I decide to bring on other franchisees. I want to make sure that they are going to be as successful as possible. And now that I have the bandwidth, I know that it will be.
And that's interesting. I mean, that's a really good point, and especially considering it's a very hot market for enrichment centers and you making a decision to pause. And I one of the reasons you'd mentioned to me also was also to pay more attention and better support your existing franchisees and locations. And I thought that was a big step. Not many franchisors do that.
You have to step out. You have to be able to step out.
Mm-hmm. So, Jackie, let's project a number of months from now. How do you see Salta jump into Spanish positioned in terms of the franchising world?
Well, we're going to be very strongly positioned. We have three corporate centers. developed at the moment, and they are offering preschool to kindergarten, where they're offering after school and summer camp programs. And so we have two different models. We have the parent-child enrichment model, and then we also have the preschool centers and kindergarten model. We are holding off on offering the preschool kindergarten centers as a franchise model, and we are focusing on the mommy and me. So our goal or our thought is that we're going to be able to develop the centers so that then we can help out the mommy and me's out there with our marketing efforts. We will offer territories in our area where the centers are so that way the marketing is that much stronger and people will be familiar with our brand. And then little by little, we'll continue to grow out, and offer territories outside of New Jersey and in New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Maryland, perhaps Florida, all the East Coast. So that is our goal. And then once we have the mommy and me's set, and we see where the strengths are, where the good locations are, that's when we'll start to open up the franchise model to those franchisees interested in the centers. And then we will put the preschool centers where we feel the locations are the strongest. That's the goal.
Boy, Jackie, that's a good goal. And if someone's listening to, when someone's listening to this in their startup franchise, or a couple of things I wanted to point out, and really you're a great example of, what Jackie's just said really is a good way for you to reflect on your own business and your own franchise, which is Jackie's focused on a support structure where she has a center that would support a franchisee that has a smaller program, a mommy and me program. So whether you're in an enrichment program or whatnot, you absolutely need to focus on your infrastructure support your franchisees. The other thing Jackie's discussing, which is important, is a progression in expansion. Meaning, in this case, Jackie's focused on a geography, and she's looking to establish her centers in that geography and then move outward. Again, more of a support structure and infrastructure for the franchisees. So, if you are a startup franchisor and you're listening to this interview, maybe I would go back and play back Jackie's comments and try to adapt how you would apply that to your own franchise system. Jackie, I really appreciate you spending the time with us. And sharing this information. And, I absolutely look forward to speaking again in the future.
Oh, likewise. It was a great pleasure. Thank you so much, Charles.